This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne, and we're going to be talking about Toyota over the next few minutes. Toyota says dealers will begin fixing defective gas pedals on more than 2 million U.S. vehicles later this week. But safety advocates say the company and the government should have addressed the problem earlier, as NPR's Frank Langfitt reports.
In the summer of 2005, Jordan Zipperin, a retired lawyer, was backing his Toyota Camry out of his driveway in Phoenix. He says his foot was on the brake. Suddenly, the car accelerated.
It all happened in a matter of seconds. It's a total loss of control.
The Camry smashed into a utility box in his neighbor's driveway. Zipperin filed a complaint that year with the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. He says the agency labeled the case ambiguous and declined to investigate further. Zipperin says Toyota dismissed his concerns with talking points that explained little.
Toyota was totally arrogant.
Unwanted acceleration plagues many car makers, but safety analysts say Toyota has racked up more cases than its fair share. David Champion runs Consumer Reports' auto test division. He says that for the 2008 model year, Toyota had 41% of all complaints, but just 16% of the market.
I think there was a lot of information out there, even 2 or 3 years ago, that there was something not quite right with Toyota and the unintended acceleration.
But it wasn't until after a crash in San Diego last August that Toyota took dramatic action.
911 emergency, what are you reporting?
A family was hurtling down a highway in a runaway Lexus, Toyota's luxury brand. A passenger called for help. He said the accelerator was stuck.
We're in trouble. There's no brake.
The Lexus crashed, killing all four occupants. About a month later, Toyota issued a recall for nearly 4 million vehicles. The company was worried accelerators might stick on floor mats. Then, in late January, Toyota issued another recall, this time for more than 2 million vehicles. Toyota was worried they might have gas pedals that mechanically stick. David Champion of Consumer Reports says the car company and the government should have acted sooner.
I think both Toyota and NHTSA should have been more diligent in looking at the complaints on their database. It's just a shame that it takes a tragic accident like happened in San Diego to bring attention to a problem like this.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration denies it dropped the ball. The agency says safety is its top priority and that it reads every complaint within one business day of arrival. Yesterday, Jim Lentz, who runs Toyota in the U.S., held a conference call. So I asked him,
do you think that Toyota dealt with this problem promptly?
I think we did. I mean, if you look at the whole issue of unintended acceleration, it's really a very, very broad issue. We've been investigating it for a long period of time. It's very complex, it's very rare, and it's very intermittent.
Len says figuring out why a car suddenly accelerates is not as easy as you might think. Take the pedal problem. The company eventually determined accelerators were sticking because of moisture and wear. But Len says testing cars where that happened was difficult.
By the time that vehicle arrived at the dealership, the moisture had already evaporated and the pedal was no longer having this sticky situation.
Len says he thinks Toyota has solved the acceleration problem with its recalls. But not everyone's convinced. Remember Jordan Zipperin? He says when his car went out of control, the pedal didn't stick, nor did it get trapped in a floor mat.
Well, I don't expect this problem is going to go away.
Sean Kane is founder of Safety Research and Strategies. It's an advocacy group that has studied the Toyota situation closely. Kane thinks some other electronic problem with Toyota vehicles is also causing unintended acceleration, but he acknowledges he can't quite put his finger on it.
We will continue to see incidents occur, and I anticipate that we'll see additional recalls as the year progresses.
Toyota says parts to fix sticky accelerators are on their way to dealers. The company says some will stay open all night to meet customers' needs. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Washington.